anything, I know you're always evolving as an offense, but anything surprise you about where you guys are offensively through the first four games? What you guys do well, what you maybe don't do well?
No, I mean, not necessarily surprising. I mean, it's been a little bit of battle with the personnel because we've had some injuries and things change and guys up front doing a good job moving around. So some of that, you know, obviously you don't expect to happen, but it does. And I think guys have done a great job coming in and stepping in and on short weeks and short reps coming in and performing. I think the last couple of weeks have been, you know, those guys have done a great job of that. So, but as far as, you know, schematically what we're doing, no. I mean, I think after last year you have a good sense of what we're capable of and, you know, and that with Coach Reed and this offensive staff and Doug that, you know, that you're capable of anything. It could be anything and anything coming in that week, so.
I know the coaches had high hopes for, and probably yourself as well, for the tight ends. But is that sort of have they become a bigger part of this offense than maybe you anticipated?
Well, no, I mean, I think heading into the offseason in camp, no, I think we, you know, you felt good about the tight end room and the talent we had in there and the unique talents that those guys brought to the table and, you know, what it could become with them all on the field, you know, even a little bit. So the nice thing is once we put the pads on and, you know, you get the other element of it with them blocking in the run game. So,
what about Nile Davis? Injuries have obviously led him to play a little more than he otherwise might have. But did you see his role being maybe what it is at this point in the season?
Well, I think, like you said, no one anticipated any of the injuries or anything like that. But I don't think anybody's surprised with the job Nile's done. You know, when his number got called, I think everybody knew that after last year and just the type of player he is and how he prepares. So.
Having Jamal Charles back, I know you guys like to get everybody involved, but having him back, doesn't that make it a lot easier?
Well, he's a, you know, he's a unique player and obviously extremely talented and you know, can do so many different things. Monday night was a good example of that, certainly. So, you know, you have a weapon like that and he can do, you know, run and pass and mix it up. It's obviously extremely helpful.
Doesn't he open up opportunities for everyone else on the offense?
Well, that's everybody. You know, I think anybody that can help this offense, we're all, you know, opening up things for each other, especially those guys on the perimeter. And, you know, the more they have to defend, the better it is for everybody.
Yeah, you use four guys primarily. I mean, everybody was being used, but Dwayne Bowe, Travis Kelce, Nile Davis, Jamal Charles, you got a lot of weapons out there to use right now.
Yeah, you know, and there's only five other skilled guys on the field, so at a time, you know. So, I mean, it's a good thing, you know. I think, like I said, I think the more guys that are making plays and have an impact on the game, the tougher it is on defense.
Alex, on Travis specifically, how good can he be?
You know, I think you see in a small sample size certainly what he can do and the type of player he is. You know, a lot of different areas. I think you see him with the ball in his hand after the catch and obviously extremely, you know, explosive, especially for a tight end. You know, I think the one thing I've been, you know, pleasantly surprised, but, you know, those guys have done such a great job and taken so much pride in their blocking in the run game. And I think that's where you find that balance because all of a sudden we're getting those kinds of matchups where defenses really have to make a choice. You know, how do you play, you know, when we've got a couple tight ends in the game?
You played with a pretty athletic one in San Francisco. Does he remind you of anyone?
No. I don't want to get into comparing guys. But no, he's definitely his, you know, Travis is a unique guy and is himself as a player. So, no.
You smiled a little bit. He seems to get himself very pumped up on the field. Does that translate? He plays with a lot of emotion.
He does, yeah, and it's great. I think guys feed off it. He brings a lot of emotion and energy to the huddle. It's good. You got to have guys like that.
How much of a difference does it make when you get a guy like Dwayne Bowe involved early on?
You know, I think we're trying to get everybody involved and a little bit, you know, coach calling the plays, and for us it's executing. And for me, you know, defense dictates mostly where the ball goes. You know, but Dwayne, I mean, extremely talented. He's such a matchup win for us versus virtually everybody. So, you know, he's another guy that brings a lot of emotion and energy to the huddle so that when you can get him going, you know, it's good. It's a good thing.
Alex, how much does it benefit you having seen that scheme when you're in San Francisco and some of the members of the offense?
You know, there's a little more familiarity there as far as scheme goes because, you know, most of that defensive staff is the same. Personnel-wise, there are some guys that still some carryover, but a lot of new faces as well, especially on the back end. So it can and it can't, you know. Yeah.
In 2011, what was the biggest difference in your play, you or Harbaugh in the coaching you got and the scheme he brought in?
I mean, this is the ultimate team game. You can't have players without coaches. You can't have coaches without players. I mean, this is all of us in this together, and that's everywhere you go. So, I mean, you can't have – I mean, it's – you know, I don't – it's a tough question to answer, to be honest.
Last one, Danny.
I know you literally just said it's the ultimate team game. After the game Monday night, you admitted, though, that there will be something extra maybe for you going up against this old team. Is there – I would think it would be very natural human nature to feel like I want to out-duel the other quarterback, just given the circumstances of who you're playing.
I'm trying to get a win. I could care less about the stats and out-dueling anybody. And I guess the thing I'm talking about is I know that this is going to be a story, and you're going to have to deal with it. And going back there and playing against some of those guys that I played with. But there's a lot of unknown, too. It's a different place, different stadium, a lot of new faces there as well. So in some respects it's different. You know.
Anything about it in particular that you're looking forward to, maybe?
It's a big challenge. They're a good defense. They're a good football team. So, I'm looking forward to that challenge and going out there and trying to get a W.